It's the tip of the spear in the epic battle to defend the United States of America. The National Security Hour exposes the wolves in sheep's clothing and their nefarious plots to undermine and destroy U.S. national security. Welcome to the National Security Hour. I'm Ed Hoglund, your host for this evening. Tonight, we're going to take on part two, episode two of a two-part series about the left's takedown of America, how our national security is being destroyed from within. The left's takedown of America. In the last episode, I walked you through specific examples of how the left is taking down America. From failed intelligence, I talked about the deep state and the administrative state and how they're used to undermine, subvert our Constitution, our rule of laws, and also public laws and public governing officials by abrogating the rights and abridging your voting rights. I talked about failed oversight and election security. And I started to talk about illegal immigration, about many aspects of illegal immigration that are impacting us on a day-to-day basis. I want to remind you, by rereading the preamble to the United States Constitution, we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. And let me remind you, as I read this one paragraph, understand it that the left wants to take down America because they despise every aspect of it, of the Constitution. They do not want to form a more perfect union. They want it divided in as many ways as possible. They do not want justice. They want a two-tier justice system. Good for thee, but not for them. They do not want domestic tranquility because they continually drive terror, chaos, and anarchy through the streets of America. They do not want to promote the general welfare. They only want to promote their welfare and those of their allies, the lemmings of the left. And they do not want the blessings of liberty passed on for future generations, as they want to end it, as they want to expand their power, numb America into tyranny, and expand the greatest number of people they can put on the new 21st century plantation of dependence. So let me continue with the discussions in this part two about illegal immigration. I'll continue on after that, speaking about elements of the First Amendment, how that's being used to take down America by the left. And I'll end with running list in a four-point strategy of a number of different ways the left is trying to take down America. But also, I'll talk about a four-point strategy of what we can do to fight back. So on illegal immigration, either this judge I'm going to talk about is demented or he's complicit. Or, you know, and one or the other, it has to be. Quote, in an article in the Washington Times by Stephen Dinon, a federal judge rules migrant surge is not an invasion, and he halted the Texas law criminalizing illegal immigrants. So Dinon goes on to say, in particular, Governor Abbott had pointed to the Constitution invasion clause, which he said gives him the expansive powers to repel foreign incursion. But Judge Urza, who was first appointed to the bench by Ronald Reagan in 1988, firmly rejected that idea. Quote, the judge said, unauthorized immigration is not akin to armed or organized insurrection against the government. Unauthorized immigration is not akin to armed or organized insurrection against the government. Hello, Judge Urza. If you look up the definition for invasion, Judge, it is, quote, an incursion by a large number of people or things into a place or sphere of activity. An incursion by a large number of people or things into a place or sphere of activity. It doesn't have to be a military invasion. Nobody said it had to be a military invasion, did it? I mean, this judge, like I said, he's either delusional or complicit in this whole aspect here. When it comes to this type of challenge, we have encountering these activities in the ongoing domestic cognitive war, we see these judges, congressmen, and military become either complacent, compliant, complicit, or corrupt in the whole endeavor. And it goes back to the deep state and administrative state as well. But in this article, it goes on to say, even giving Texas the benefit of the doubt on the invasion question, the judge said the Constitution would only allow a state government to step in when the federal government is not engaging on the issue. Hello. Has anybody watched the news for the last 4 years here since Biden's been in office? Has anybody watched the news? The judge said the Biden administration is taking the steps it deems necessary and has orders Texas to back off. You can't make this stuff up. The Biden administration is taking the steps necessary and has ordered Texas to back off. Okay. Like I say, saying your house is on fire, the arsonist comes over and pour gasoline on it. And they say the arsonist has this under control. And because he has the authorities and control for that block, then just back off. Even though he's a fire marshal for that block, he can commit all the arson he wants. I mean, this is surreal. In sum, the judge said, for Texas to invoke temporary invasion defense, the state must be engaging in a war. If Texas is engaging in a war, then the federal government retains complete authority to direct that war once it has capacity to respond, the judge wrote. Texas either engaging in a war, in which case it must obey federal war directives once the federal military has responded, or does not engage in a war. I mean, again, surreal. We are being invaded. Everybody sees it. Do you have to wait until multiple twin towers crumble down and fall? Do you have to wait till multiple millions of people are murdered before you take a look at this? Absolutely not. But that's where this is just so surreal. So let's go on to another article here that's very interesting and helps to highlight how the left is taking down America. In this case, it's an article related to Great Britain. But Great Britain serves as the canary in the coal mine as to what's happening here in the United States of America. In the Epoch Times, in an article by Susan Harris, she writes, "Mob rule versus survival of the West, why Americans should be watching the United Kingdom. It's been hard to watch the effects of forced diversity, multiculturalism, and mass immigration on the tiny island of Great Britain." Let me repeat that. It's been hard to watch the effects of forced diversity, multiculturalism, and mass immigration on the tiny island of Great Britain. Now, you could reverse that and say the same thing for the United States, only instead of saying mass immigration, you could say massive invasion of illegal immigrants. In the UK, however, every day feels like an episode of The Survivor, as people who are being crammed in like sardines are increasingly made to fear that they'll be voted off the island. Look what's happening in New York City. The illegals are coming in, they're taking over the city, and they're forcing people out. The article goes on to say, a well-known British YouTuber, Paul Joseph Watson, has been covering events there, addressing Prime Minister's remarks that his country is descending into mob rule, that this situation is urgent. Mr. Watson shared a genius chart from a user on social media platform X, supposedly detailing the rise of mob rule in London. And the user commented, how did we get here? The answer is, after importing millions of people from countries with a culture of mob rule into London, mob rule has taken over London. That's exactly what's happening here in the United States. Recently, protests surrounding Israel-Hamas war have exposed the fragility of the British culture, the nation, on the verge of capsizing from the weight of immigration and cultural divides. This is what happens, people, when you have massive legal or illegal immigration and the people are not assimilated into the culture of that society. The immigrants, legal or not, flee and move from one country to another purposefully. In most cases, because where they're coming from is either hellish or subjugation, a dictatorship, or other aspects. But what's amazing here in this ongoing cognitive war is that they then bring their psychology, their demented dystopian psychologies with them because it's been so ingrained in their heads. And they try to recreate what they just left, purposefully left. Amazing. So what happens here? Mr. Khan then responded three strikes against Mr. Anderson, saying his remarks were Islamophobic, anti-Muslim, and racist, and that they poured fuel on the fire of anti-Muslim hatred. Hello? Hello, let's talk reality here. Amazing. So by speaking the truth about what's happening, the non-assimilation and the mob rule, the person who points this out is attacked. Remember what I talked about in the last segment about deflection? Deception, denial, and deflection? I've talked about it in a couple of previous shows. This is what goes on here. It's just amazing how this is working. In 2020, Mr. Hawkins told conservative host Candace Owens that her situation in Britain was so much more than cancel culture that was overtaking America. She explained that in the UK, it had become acceptable to think that a targeted physical attack against her would be welcomed and applauded. This is what you see happening here in America today by the radical left. This is the takedown of America, people. Because if you don't agree with what they're saying and the garbage they push on you and the dystopian psychotic policies and perversion they push on you, you are then targeted, censored, canceled culture or lawfare or others, or physically attacked and abused. In the article, she said she continued to explain to Ms. Owens that she lost her jobs, her home, which she had to sell because of litigation. I talked about lawfare. And even experienced having her children reported to social services with the intent to having them taken away. Now, what do you see happening in America today, folks? With the transgenderism stuff. If the parents don't agree that their 8-year-old can't have a sex change because they want it and they think they need it, the left wants to take those kids away from those parents. The insanity is here. It's here in America. Now, the article goes on to say, in a few short years since that interview, America has seen cancel culture morph from online censorship to real-life consequences. We watched helplessly as President Trump has been indicted in 4 separate prosecutions, charged on 91 criminal counts, and I'll talk about that later in this broadcast, and threatened with financial ruin. We've seen the entire mega movement labeled as something representing domestic violent extremism by our own government, by the Manchurian president, the liar, the cheat, Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama. They're the ones who are sowing hate, divisiveness, and such. Do you see Republicans going in mob scenes, doing mob rule, trying to shut down, cancel left-wing people from talking? No. But you see it persistently, consistently on the left against the right and anyone who's in between. This is part of the left's takedown of America, people. It's real. It's happening. But this is why you have to understand this. And that's why I'm spending 2 segments on this one particular subject. Because if you don't understand that this is well-planned, methodical, and executed with precision, then you're missing the whole game. This is an ongoing domestic cognitive war that you must be aware of, that you must be prepared to fight back with. Because if you don't, you are going to lose your freedoms, you're going to lose your independence, and we are going to lose our country. Now, in the blaze, to give you another example, how the lefts are trying to take down America, in the People's Republic of Minnesota, from which I came from. I was born and raised in Minnesota. Okay. In the People's Republic of Minnesota, Democrats are championing a proposal to introduce a comprehensive basic income program. It's spearheaded by State Representative Athena Hollins. And in this article in The Blaze by Joseph McKinnon, he talks about this. The initiative seeks to redistribute taxpayer funds to residents in need. Okay. A move that has drawn attention for its inclusion of undocumented immigrants, meaning illegal immigrants. So here you pay your taxes, you raise your children, you follow the law, you abide by the law. And they're going to take your tax dollars instead of using it for your kids' education, using it for your security, using it for your social security, using it to help advance your health care, using it to advance the security of this nation. They're going to give it away for free to illegal immigrants and people below the poverty line. This is part of the victimization, the demonization, deflection, and the victimization that the Democrats and the far left use all the time. Show me one instance in the world where just giving people something for nothing advances the benefits of society. It doesn't. Human nature is if you give someone something for free, they use it and dispense with it because they view it as free. They don't take care of it. That's why public housing is always such crap, because it's free housing. There's no reason to take care of it because it doesn't belong to them. There's no reason to have pride in it. Now, Democrats want to implement a freewheeling basic income. The House, sponsored by Democratic State Representative Hollins, cleared House File 266, cleared the House. Okay. Now, if it's harmonized with the state Senate's companion bill in the Senate, state Senate, then what's going to be implemented, in the article writes, is $100 million would be sucked out of the general fund in fiscal year 2025. This money would in turn, now get this, the money would in turn be granted out to intermediaries. Okay, not public servants to dispense, but to intermediaries. These nonprofits will be tasked with doling out cash in monthly increments ranging from $350 to $1,200 a month for the families that are deserving, whether illegal, legal or not, for a period of 12 to 24 months. So you're going to take public money, 100 million bucks, and give it to non-governmental, nonprofit organizations. And you're going to trust them to fairly allocate the money, and they subjectively get to decide who lives, who dies, who gets money, who doesn't. You see what's wrong with this, people? There's no basis in logic or reasoning here. Everybody in America, by their birth, if a citizen in the U.S., is the most privileged people on earth, or are the most privileged people on earth. But here you have people who want to take money from you and your families that you gave to the state to provide for your security and general welfare of the public, and they want to give it away to people breaking our laws. You can find out more about my shows and all latest podcasts if you go to the menu navigation bar at AmericaOutloud.news, AmericaOutloud.news. Look under shows and schedule. You see the National Security Hour and a slew of other great programs. I'll be right back.
Trouble getting to sleep and staying asleep is infuriating. Your mind races, you toss and turn, and the harder you try, the harder it is to drift off. And today's fast-paced digital age makes it tougher. You're not alone. Poor sleep affects over 70% of us. The CDC even labeled insufficient sleep a public health epidemic. Advanced Nutrition Company, Healthy Cell, created REM Sleep to help you quickly fall asleep, stay asleep, sleep deep, and wake refreshed. Unlike other supplements that don't work, REM Sleep is not a pill. It's a gel you swallow with ultra-absorption of science-backed ingredients, supporting all four stages of sleep using calming herbs, amino acids, and sleep hormone support. Over 1,000 reviews with an average star rating of over 4.4 proves it works. Take back your sleep. Go to HealthyCell.com and use limited time code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. Risk-free. Love it or your money back. Guaranteed. HealthyCell.com. Code OUTLOUD. HealthyCell.com. Code OUTLOUD.
Who's got time for a nasal invasion messing up your lifestyle? Crush those nasties before they become a problem. For a limited time, when you add the new Cofix RX throat spray to your order with the coupon code OUTLOUD, you'll receive 20% off the entire purchase. Go to AmericaOutloud.shop. That's AmericaOutloud.shop and use coupon code OUTLOUD.
Use Cofix RX because it works.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Often, there are no symptoms, but left unattended, we become inundated with one health problem after another. It's time to fight back with HealRight. HealRight is a bar that you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Developed by world-renowned scientists and backed by 15 years of research, HealRight is effective, but it's also delicious and works without additional diet or lifestyle changes. Step out of the statistics and use food as medicine. Visit HealRight.com/outloud or AmericaOutloud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
Welcome back to the NASA Security Hour. This is part two of a two-episode segment on the takedown, the left's takedown of America. The left's takedown America. How they're subverting America from within. Now, I've talked about failed intelligence. I talked about the deep state, administrative state, failed election oversight, failed security, election security. And we're talking about legal immigration here because this has a dramatic impact on the public. You have 12 to 14 million illegals in the country now, just under the Biden administration. That's 12 to 14 cities of 20,000 people each being added to every state of the union. Without the infrastructure, without the healthcare, without the education, without the social services, without the security. 12 to 14 cities of 20,000 each. If you divide it equally amongst the 50 states, that's what 12 to 14 million ends up being. 12 to 14 cities of 20,000 each without the infrastructure for all what I just talked about. All of which, by the way, is going to be given to it and is being given to these people for free. But nothing's free, as you know. It's coming from you and your pockets. So what you haven't seen fully yet is the $12 to $22 to $24 trillion impact that this illegal immigration is going to have on you, your families, and your children for generations. Now, this illegal immigration, the takedown of America, also includes nefarious actors. In an article by Rick Moran and PJ Media, an illegal immigrant on the terrorist watch list was released by the Border Patrol twice, okay, as he spends a year in the USA unhindered, unwatched, okay, and on his own. The article says, we all know that the Border Patrol is very, very busy these days. Very, very, very busy. They're so busy that they're unable to perform the menial task of checking illegal immigrant names against the terrorist watch list database. Now, take this in concert with our talk about failed intelligence in the last episode with Christopher Wray sounding the alarm on the Chinese. And that this is one of the worst threat ratios he's ever seen since he's been alive. But the threat, Americans, is from within because they've let tens of thousands of these types of people across the border. They've let 70,000 illegal Chinese military-aged men, mostly men, into the country. And they continue to see in the news on a day-to-day basis about the illegal immigrants from ISIS, from Al-Qaeda, and others who are being caught. But they're not talking about the millions of the millions who are got away. Now, this guy, Carwin, lived in the United States for more than a year as a free bird, the article states. Now, it says, as far as they know, he wasn't planning or executed any terrorist attacks. Okay, but we don't know that. We don't know that. It would have been nice to know if Karen was dangerous or not before he was released into the U.S. But you know what? Under President Biden, the treasonous President Biden, the treasonous Mayorkas, it doesn't matter. Because they take the names, they give them a number, and they say, go on your way. The database indicated this guy's a member of an ultra-violent group of bandits and terrorists who fought against Americans beginning in 2001 after receiving millions of dollars in CIA funds during Soviet occupation. So this goes back to the Al-Qaeda, ISIS, and the Afghan war and stuff like that. They are political and paramilitary organizations that have a U.S. has now designated as a terrorist organization. So you get what you paid for. We paid for these terrorists to fight against the Soviet Union, and then they come back and fight against us for 20 years in Afghanistan, and now they're coming to the United States for free, living for free off of you, free education, healthcare, welfare, housing, okay? And you get to pay for these terrorists that they come to kill you. Can I make it any more blunt than that? You're going to pay for these terrorists to come to kill you, and you're supposed to be grateful and appeased for it, because if you're not, as I talked about in a prior article, then you'd be labeled Islamophobic, racist, etc. It's exactly like letting a member of Al-Qaeda go free and roam around the country, the article says. They knew he was connected to a terror group. Couldn't they have held him in custody until they made sure? They were really, really busy. This is what's happening in the American today. This is the left's takedown of America from within. This is treason. This is pure out and outright treason. They're abrogating the oath of office, which under U.S. Code Title 18, penalties are prison, fines, and loss of position and preclusion of serving in the government ever again. Let's go on about, take a look at another case here. President Trump spoke to about a little bit ago. If they can't take you down in the left using the different means I've already talked about, national security apparatus, just to conduct a soft coup, use of the deep state, administrative state, to undermine you, to investigate you, to use FISA and other aspects unlawfully. They can't do those aspects. They can't stop you by fraudulent elections. Then there's lawfare. Now, there's multiple different cases against President Trump right now. He's being prosecuted in the Southern District of Florida. Okay. And there's 32 counts of willfully retaining national disinformation. Now, I did a whole program on this, on the special counsel, and what the special counsel's report on Joe Biden didn't tell you, and what you didn't hear in the news. Okay. Joe Biden was a senator for decades. He had classified, highly classified information from the Senate for decades. He was not president. He was not vice president. He took this stuff home with him. He still had it, but they forgot all about it. But here again, the prosecuting President Trump, again, good for you, but not for them. Two-tier justice system. Trump's also being prosecuted in District of Columbia. Okay, what's this for? The BS claims related to 6 January. Okay, account of corruptly obstructing official proceeding. Account of conspiracy to obstruct official proceeding, to defraud the United States, another count against conspiracy against rights, U.S. rights. And what we're seeing in the news is how Liz Cheney and the January 6th committee destroyed a number of information and testimony that they had, that they lied and they precluded certain other testimony from being shown that showed Trump was there trying to support and stop anything from happening on 6 January. We all remember Mark Milley, Secretary of the Army Esper, standing with President Trump and then apologizing for it afterwards, as Trump was showing resolve against these types of activities. But then the FBI and others staged a whole event on 6 January. It was staged. It was pre-planned. We're going to learn more about that every single day. To commit a fraud against you, the American people, to then deploy division, armored division around the people's house, the Congress, our public servants, to protect the public servants from you, the people. But they want, as I mentioned before, protect you from the multi-billions of dollars in damage across 140 cities across the U.S. Trump's also being prosecuted in Fulton County, Georgia, along with 18 co-defendants, violating Georgia's RICO Act, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, one kind of impersonating a public officer. I guess some of these are just surreal. 2 counts of conspiracy to commit election fraud. This is what they're doing here. And the Supreme Court, in my honest opinion, should be stepping in here, because this is pure election interference. But this is what the deep state, the administrative state does. Okay. This is what our failed intelligence community does to people who don't comply with the board in today's America. This is the left's takedown of American people, and you dang well better wake up. Now let's take a look some more at the First Amendment here. When the deep state and administrative state are not enough, the radical left uses its fifth column, what we used to call our once free press. They use that fifth column as a set of propaganda whores to push their propaganda, deception, and deceit. But some cases, that's not enough. So they then advance that enforcement mechanism, but you won't hear a peep out of the press. Now, how did they do this recently? Okay, Catherine Herridge, former Fox News reporter, went over to CBS, was investigating the government related to Biden and Hunter Biden and such. All right. They fired her and then stole and took all her files. They did it at the behest of the U.S. government to protect the Bidens, in my opinion. Recently, she testified, noting how important the Press Act is, which Congress is trying to put forward to help protect investigative reporters like her doing their jobs. Okay, an article by Nick Arama. He talks about this. He said, Herridge spoke about being held in contempt because she wouldn't give up her sources. They're giving her crippling fines of up to $800 a day. Given the nature of our country, our free press freedoms, this should not be happening, she said. But it is. Now, why is it happening? Because the deep state, the regulation state, the administrative state, our national security elements and such are being used and being weaponized against we the people, for those who are trying to show what actually is going on inside a government. And this should scare the hell out of everyone. This is not far off of what the Nazi Germany and the fascists did. This is not far off from what Stalinist and Leninist Russia and the Soviet Union did. This is not far off what Mao and the Great Cultural Revolution have done. This is what's now happening in America. This is why the domestic cognitive war is the most critical existential threat we're facing here in America. Harris said this can have a crippling effect on investigative journalism, you think? She said she explained to her what happened to her, gave her clarity. She then detailed what happened to her when she was fired. CBS locked me out of my building, seized hundreds of pages of my reporting files, including my confidential source. He said the multiple sources told her that working with her, were working with her to expose the government, could expose them. Should you think by chance that before CBS gave her these files back, that he gave the information to other people in the government to expose those people who were trying to help her? Now, in my book, The Cognitive War, Why Are We Losing and How We Can Win, I specifically talk about the Whistleblower Protection Act, because without that act being completely overhauled, these types of things are going to happen, and the whistleblowers be put at grave risk. House Judiciary Committee Jim Jordan asked questions in a recent hearing of Herridge and journalist Cheryl Atkinson about how they suddenly found unhappy things happening to them. When? When they were investigating the government. Jordan asked Herridge about how she was investigating the Biden team. He said she reported about the Hunter Biden laptop and some other critical things. She noted she reports the facts. He then asked why she got terminated. Such a great award-winning journalist, why she got terminated in this article. She noted how she was not only locked out of her office, but locked out of her emails. She acknowledged this was not normal. Okay, that's far from not just not normal. It's an abrogation to society. Most of our once free press, as you see with the socialist media companies, the mainstream media companies and stuff like that, has now become the fifth column of subversive elements, the propaganda whores, and they serve the state. Not much unlike Pravda did in the old days, not much unlike the Washington Post does for communist China today, and not much unlike the mainstream media and the social media companies do for the left-wing radical left for the last 20 years plus, and growing with the amount of boldness. So let's touch on one more First Amendment aspect here before we go to break. There's an excellent article by the Brownstone Institute that was written up in the Epoch Times as well by Kerry Pickett. This is about, at her confirmation hearings, Justice Kenya Brown Jackson claimed she lacked the expertise to define a woman. 2 years later, she did not hesitate to redefine the First Amendment and free speech as she advocated for the regime to bulldoze our constitutional liberties, provided they offer sufficiently sanctimonious justifications. So here's a lady who's now Supreme Court Justice, can't tell you what a woman is. But when they bring this First Amendment free speech case related to Twitter file stuff to the Supreme Court, Judge Jackson goes with the side of the state, okay, the deep state, and says basically she wants to overturn your First Amendment rights. At the March 18th oral arguments, Justice Jackson said her biggest concern was that the injunction, which prohibits the Biden administration from colluding with big tech to censor Americans, may result in the First Amendment hamstringing the government. You can't make this stuff up. Which prohibits the Biden administration from colluding with big tech to censor you. Okay. And she says that hamstrings the government. Okay. Unbelievable. This apparently was of great concern to Justice Jackson. Carrie Pickett writes that the revelations that the intelligence community held ongoing meetings with social media companies to coordinate and censorship demands, that the White House explicitly demands the censorship of journalists, and the Department of Homeland Security was instrumental in manipulating citizens ahead of the 2020 presidential election. So it was great concern that the First Amendment is hamstringing the government from their ability to censor you, cancel you, and shut you up, not just you, but journalists and other folks. And when I come back from break, we're going to follow up on this because there's more about this story, about the left taking and undermining America. All of our shows go to podcast typically a day after broadcast here on America Out Loud Talk News Radio. All right. You can hear us on Spotify, Stitcher, Pandora, and iHeart Podcasts, and many more. Be sure to go there, rate the podcast for me on Apple Podcasts. I'll be right back.
When God, through his grace and mercy, gave us free will, the will of the people was to live freely. To that end, we fight for the liberty of all at a time when global tyranny threatens us as never before in mankind's history. This vision is manifest at AmericaOutloud.news, a site for all who cherish free will and freedom. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Often, there are no symptoms, but left unattended, we become inundated with one health problem after another. It's time to fight back with HealRight. HealRight is a bar that you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Developed by world-renowned scientists and backed by 15 years of research, HealRight is effective, but it's also delicious and works without additional diet or lifestyle changes. Step out of the statistics and use food as medicine. Visit HealRight.com/OutLoud or AmericaOutloud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
I'm so confused. I don't know what to do.
I'm afraid of going to the hospital.
My doctor tells me nutrition doesn't work.
Trust is earned. We are the Energetic Health Institute, and we want to earn your trust. Natural medicine, holistic nutrition, detoxification, fasting, cellular healing, and so much more. Remember, the best way to be free is to be healthy. So stop being a patient and start being a student at energetichealthinstitute.org.
58 million people suffer from joint aches and stiffness in the U.S. every day. Ignoring chronic joint discomfort can affect mobility and your quality of life. Advanced nutrition company, Healthy Cell, created joint health and mobility to support connective tissue, joint lubrication, and reduce joint irritation with curcumin, omega-3, chondroitin, glucosamine, and hyaluronic acid for joint comfort and flexible range of motion. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a patent-pending gel you swallow with clinically proven ultra-absorption of science-backed ingredients. You would need to take 11 pills to get the same amount of nutrients in each gel pack. And these great-tasting gels come in a small packet. Tear off the top, shoot it down, or mix it in water. It's 100% drug-free joint support. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. HealthyCell.com, code OUTLOUD for 25% off.
Welcome back to the Mass Security Hour. I'm Ed Hoagland, your host for today, and we're talking about the left's takedown of America. As we left on break, I was talking about the recent Supreme Court case, Murphy versus Missouri, where the new Supreme Court Justice Jackson's view of your First Amendment rights is almost anathema, or not almost, it is anathema to what the Constitution says. As she sides with the deep state, the administrative state, to censor you and such. As she said, her biggest concern with the First Amendment hamstringing the government from being able to censor you. In this article by Sheila Atkinson, it says, according to Epoch Times, according to Justice Jackson's outlook, facts may have actually been encouraging. She scolded counsel. Some might say the government actually has a duty to take steps to protect the citizens of this country. Now get this. Some might say the government actually has a duty to take steps to protect citizens of the country. From what? From free speech? So they can subjectively decide what is truth or not. Remember what happened in COVID we talked about in the first segment and prior shows here? The article goes on to say, Justice Jackson's formulation inverts the structure of constitutional liberties. The Constitution does not limit the powers of citizens. It restrains our elected officials, our public servants, from tyrannical overreach. It is the law that governs those who govern us, as law professor Randy Barnett explains in this article. Impediments to state powers are not flaws in the system. They are the essence of the design of the system. But Justice Jackson offered no deference to the constitutional restraints. Instead, she explained, I am really worried about the First Amendment operating in an environment of threatening circumstances. That's the whole purpose of the First Amendment, in threatening circumstances, is to preclude a tyrannical state from overthrowing its people and subjugating its people. The article writes, the framers understood this ineradicable threat that power poses to liberty, which is why they were unequivocal that the government cannot abridge constitutionally protected speech, no matter the moral surety of the censors, But the Constitution demands a different path, explained by Louisiana Solicitor General Benjamin Aguinga in response to Justice Jackson. The choice between liberty and safety is a false binary. The government can't just run rampant pressuring the platforms to censor private speech, he said. The Biden administration can promote its interests, deliver its own speeches, and purchase its own preferred public service amounts, but it cannot, however, use those vapid slogans of paternalism to usurp the First Amendment rights of the people of America. Now think about this for a minute, people. Here's a judge who can't tell you whether she's a woman or not, but she believes the government can then subjectively select and tell you what you can or cannot say. This is the left's takedown of America. In The Last Refuge, we have to talk about an article in The Last Refuge about FISA. Okay, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act is being reauthorized right now, or being tried to be reauthorized. In this article, it talks about FISA and the Constitution. First, the intelligence community tells Congress that all hell will break loose if they don't reauthorize full electronic surveillance of American citizens. Congress is petrified of the intelligence community, it says. They tell you that unless they get the FISA reauthorization, that we're going to be flooded with fentanyl in the United States. Hello? Where the hell have you been? We have 400,000 plus Americans more than died in World War II, dead over the last 4 years from fentanyl, from Chinese fentanyl, the cartel's fentanyl. And FISA has been in place the last 4 years. What exactly have you been doing? Director Ray, justice, and telecommunity. The article goes on to say the politicians and their key staff cannot fathom how the FBI, Department of Justice, National Security Division, which is the counterintelligence folks, Department of Homeland Security, and contractors use this database to conduct political and other surveillance. They really do think the intelligence community is full of honorable rank and file. When for the most part, they are. But what they don't do, what they don't understand, lawmakers, is that this is a blood sport for absolute power. It's a cognitive war. It's a domestic cognitive war. And the left's takedown of America is using instances like this, like Pfizer, to do so. If you remember from President Trump, over 24 senior executives in the Department of Justice and FBI were fired, accused of committed perjury or felonies. Okay. And very few paid the price. Other than that, those little aspects, very few got jail time for abuse of FISA against the sitting president. In this article, they go on to say the RC argument is now something akin to, we have let thousands of terrorists into the country through our southern borders. Okay. My God, we need to start monitoring them. You think? You have the Al-Qaeda guy who was running around the U.S. for a year, who got released twice by the Border Patrol, and he's on a terrorist watch list. Now you have thousands of these because you have 12 to 14 millions of illegals in the United States. And now they're saying they need the FISA to do what? Well, they could have stopped these people at the border and actually looked at their credentials before they crossed the border, before putting them on airplanes across the United States in the hundreds of thousands with just a paper slip where you have to take off your shoes, show your ID, give your firstborn, even to get on a freaking airplane. It's surreal, people. It's surreal. So when we take a look at this list of how the left wishes to take down America, I've talked about failed intelligence. There's the China threat, but no one's mentioning the domestic cognitive war and the threat from within. The threat from within by people who over the last six decades have pushed a dystopian state, an Orwellian set of language, and a near dictatorship on the people that you've seen come out in full bloom during the China flu COVID years. And it's been ramped up and put on steroids since then with the fraudulent aspects of the 2020 election and others. You've seen what the deep state and the administrative state has done to this nation. You've seen the failure of oversight as the far left in Congress blocks any meaningful reviews or accountability, such as the impeachment of Mayorkas or the impeachment of Joe Biden for treason. You've seen very little movement in Congress on election security. Why? Because the Democrats don't want election security. They want to flood Americans with 11 to 14 million new illegals on the 30 million that were already here to expand, to create the greatest expansion of the new 21st century plantation of dependency that you've ever seen in the history of America. They want to run it by mob rule. They want to run it by mob rule, as you've seen what happened in South Africa, as you've seen what happened in, now in the United Kingdom, and what's already happening here in America with this set of psychotics who are praising the Palestinians and Hamas, but not holding the Hamas or other countries, the dictators, to account for the slaughter of their own people, purposeful slaughter of their own people. What do you think is going to happen in America? All you need to do is take a look back at history. You've seen how they used and abused our First Amendment rights with purposeful censorship, with the collaboration of the government, non-government entities, left-wing organizations to censor and shut you down. Believe in the science. Believe in the science. Why? Because we'll give you the false science and we'll cover it up and we'll lie about it. We'll cover up about the Wuhan lab leak. We'll tell you you're all conspiracy theorists. But that's not enough, people. That's not enough of them. So let me cover a few other aspects here before I end the list of how the left is taking down America. Let me touch on an article I wrote back in August of 2021 called The Manchurian President. And you can find this on my blog, theinformationequilibrium.blogspot.com. Informationequilibrium.blogspot.com. The Manchurian President. And I did a show on this and a NAS security out. The scorched policy, the scorched earth policy, the radical left is exemplified by efforts to, one, undermine American economic strength. Okay, they're doing this by purposely flooding the growing economy, which was a growing economy, with massive spending. Taxes and inflation. Taxes and inflation are the way to destroy the middle class, is what Lenin said. And what do you see here in America today? Taxes and inflation. But on top of that, you now have a $12 to $24 trillion bill that you're going to be paying for the 14 million illegal aliens to get free healthcare, education, and Social Security, okay, housing. All being to take from you and your kids that you work for to pay for. You see you've seen the advanced surveillance of citizens. As we saw Biden push away Trump's block on TikTok. Okay, and WeChat, and open this up. You've seen the purposeful undermining of the America's position as world leader. Okay, you couldn't pay the Soviet and Russian spies and Chinese spies enough. You couldn't pay them enough or find enough of them to do what President Biden, the Manchurian president, has done in the last 4 years to undermine the credibility and security, not only of the United States, but of the world against these despots and dictators. Remember Obama said, I have a little bit more leeway after the election, and then Russia invades Ukraine for the first time. Then Biden gets in. What does Biden say? Oh, he wouldn't mind a minor incursion. And then what does Russia do? Invade a second time. What does Biden do before he gets in as president? And he's still serving as vice president. He tells them to shut down the prosecution of a certain Burisma in Ukraine to protect his son. And he holds them hostage with $1 billion. And he says this publicly in a number of forums. They undermine the position of world leader, okay? Because they pulled out of Afghanistan without even telling our allies, without even telling our own people. And they pulled the military out before they pulled everyone else out. They cover for China. What's the Manchurian president do? He covers for China. From the China virus, the China flu, and the Wuhan lab. He covered that for the whole 3 years of administration until it finally got pushed out some, because the intelligence community had already reported on that. But that was also shut down. This is your intelligence community and national security apparatus being used again against you to shut you down from learning the truth. He sabotaged our national security by purposely ignoring our national security and opening our borders to millions of illegals entering at the beginning of the COVID pandemic, the China flu pandemic, with a China and flu infection rate of 15 to 30%, but people forget about that. They forget about the fact that Biden purposely infected and killed Americans by packing these people into different cages. But what did he do then? He purposely put them on airplanes and then flew them to red states secretly in the middle of the night. That's biological warfare, friends. That's called biological warfare. That's against the Geneva Convention. But your own president in the United States was doing this against his own people. And then they conducted propaganda and disinformation campaigns with the propaganda whores of the once free press, now the fifth column. Okay, they did this, as you've seen, the censorship of the China flu and the science. Follow the science. You were censored, shut down, lost your job, lost your position, kicked out of the military if you didn't take the jab or other aspects like that. And then they go on further. They undermine our military strength because they push the CRT, DEI, and other type of crap. And I've talked about this on other programs, the transgression at the Army War College. The DEI CRT that's flooded through our military universities, our academies, K through 12 universities and colleges. And they wonder why our recruitment's down. They enabled adversary aggressions by what I talked about, both Obama and Biden. And then they want to continue to indoctrinate America. our children, military and federal workforce, with the 1619 project, CRT, equity, and all this crap. They purposely continue to undermine the American family, redefining mother as a birthing person, defining biological males as female, and perpetuating and expanding welfare. They bow to despots, and they've driven inflation, chaos, and crime across the country. They have ignored our laws and separation of powers. They've enabled extreme violence across the country. I could go on, but you get the idea. This is how the left is taking down America. In simple terms, the left has a strategy. It's well-planned, it's methodically executed, and it is multifaceted. But what can we do about it? Well, we could seize the narrative. To do so, all we really need to do is lay out the facts that I've done here in the last two programs and the other programs over the last 2 years about this ongoing domestic cognitive war. Do not react, but lead by calling out the reality and ask the Democrats and far left to explain their reasons for supporting these types of abhorrent actions. Second, positive and proactive legislation. The good news is our legislators at the state level are fighting back, but we need more of that. We need to amend our Constitution to deny birthright citizenship. We need to change our welfare laws so that illegals and others don't get the health, welfare, free housing, stuff like that without some sort of requirements. We need to change it so they don't permanently deny any illegals voting rights, local or national. We can also do things like keep the 9th Amendment. I did a whole program back in March of 23 on this network. To make sure the Supreme Court is intact. We need to overhaul national security because the failures we've talked about here, the weaponization of the national security apparatus against the people, the politicization of the leadership are beyond comprehension. So we must completely overhaul that. And we must ensure the resiliency of our republic, constitution, and freedoms, how we must put in place new mandatory conscription systems that requires federal service for all 18 to 21 years olds in the government, military, or at the federal, state, or local level, because they have to bring civics, government back to the people and help them understand what that means, what that involves. Freedom isn't free. It requires sacrifice. So if we talk about this today, the left's take on America, how our national security is being destroyed from within, I've given you a litany of means and facts to help you lay this out, to help you fight back. I'm here in the National Security Hour to tell you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. I will go outside of the fog of the daily chaos to give you a strategic perspective on national security issues and speak truth to power, the power of we the people, so we together can ensure the resilience and security of our republic. Thanks for joining us on the mission. The National Security Hour is the tip of the spear in the epic battle to defend the United States of America.